Welcome to the AMDIS HIMSS Physician Community Podcast Series. This is episode number 3. This is Dr. Bill Bria, and today we have the pleasure of speaking with Dr. George Reynolds. Dr. Reynolds is the Chief Medical Informatics Officer, Pediatric Intensivist at Children's Hospital of Omaha, Nebraska. Dr. Reynolds has taken an approach to clinical decision support that is advanced, is visionary, and an approach that we believe is going to become increasingly more common over time. That is, the use of business intelligence, or more appropriate to this context, clinical analytics. Business intelligence has been defined as technologies, applications, and practices for the collection, integration, analysis, and presentation of business information, and sometimes to the information itself. The purpose of clinical analytics and business intelligence, that term dates back to 1958, is to support better patient care. So, welcome, Dr. Reynolds.
Thanks, Bill.
And
pleasure to be here.
Thank you. And we'd like to ask you a few questions. First of all, how did you get involved with the use of clinical analytics and the tailoring of clinical decision support?
Well, it was interesting. It almost grew organically out of the process as we got ready to go live with our first unit with computerized physician order entry. We wanted to know who was using the system, who wasn't using the system, and it was very simple kind of demographic questions to so that I could target interventions to find out how to tailor the system for better use. In the process, we took a simple off-the-shelf business intelligence software tool and started designing a dashboard to answer those basic demographic questions. But as we started looking at individual orders, you know, some of those orders generate alerts, and so we started looking at what alerts fired and who responded to them and in what fashion. And so the whole process kind of grew organically out of really simple basic questions into how do we tailor this system to be more effective.
Very good. In doing this, some believe that there is a different skill set that's necessary to have a team that is able to mine information from an existing informatics environment and use it effectively in this way. Who's on your team now, and what are their skill sets?
I think it's absolutely true that it does require a different set of skills. The people who really do this are database analysts and database experts who are intimately familiar with the data structures of our clinical information system. They know where the data lives, and I kind of provide the curiosity. I'm the guy asking the questions. And as it grew out, as we started doing this, I kept asking more and more questions, and basically that resulted in a dashboard that basically allows us to do real-time online queries dynamically. Because they got tired of trying to customize the dashboard, they just said, well, I'll just let you choose. So if you want to choose which unit or which subspecialty or which day of the week or which time of the day or, you know, whatever the question I came up with, there's a parameter that I can choose on this web-based interface to answer those questions. The team members include the head of our data services. Our data services group is only 7 FTEs, and that runs everything from our finances to our clinical operations. There's a physician who's actually a very skilled database analyst on the team, and the manager of that team. In addition, we had an on-site consultant for several months who helped us with the development of our data warehouse. The data warehouse being kind of the key impetus to doing this. We needed the data from disparate systems. We use one vendor for our inpatient system, a different vendor for our ambulatory system, a different vendor for our financials. And so we needed an underlying structure to integrate that data. Once that was built, the rest of this kind of just became fun and easy.
Very good. So to get to the meat of the matter now, Dr. Reynolds, what have you been able to tailor regarding CDS using this approach and structure?
Well, we've done a lot of different things, but I think a couple of good examples. We have a, as I think most hospitals do, we have an informatics group of physicians who meet monthly to advise regarding strategic planning and specific operational issues. Ours is, I don't know, maybe a little more fun than most. It being Omaha, we called ours the Physician Informatics Group at a pig. And even though we're a relatively small hospital, we're only about 150 beds, we tend to get, you know, 30 to 40 pre-engaged physicians to show up. And I try and make sure we have some meaty debates and disagreements for them to engage in. What we've done with this tool is in real time, I can, it's a web-based tool, so I bring it up on the big screen in the auditorium. And I can show them this is the number of duplicate alerts we are generating every month on this drug, say, for example, albuterol. Is that alert something that's of value to you? The data would suggest that 0% of the time did anybody change their instruction based on that particular alert, and the team will look at that and say, you know, I really don't think we need that alert. Let's turn it off. We turned off an entire class of alerts that informs the user that if you've made a change in a laboratory within 4 hours of its scheduled draw, you should call the laboratory. And instead, we just send those warnings directly to the laboratory as an email alert rather than even bothering the physician with the information. Other examples, you know, I was able to show them that potassium chloride shows up as a duplicate alert very frequently because patients will be on both enteral potassium and on potassium in their IV fluids. And I asked, you know, do you guys want to turn this one off? And they looked at that and said, well, you know, even though it's used, we override it almost all the time. It's a high-risk medication, and I think we ought to leave it in place. And so it's a dynamic exchange based on the data we can show. Allergy data, on the other hand, we can show pretty compellingly. When allergy alerts fire, about 80% of the time, people back out and change their plans. So obviously those alerts are working very well, and we don't need to do much with those.
That's really interesting. And Dr. Reynolds, it sounds like this conversion from a CMIO relationship with his colleagues at a medical center, going from trying to get them to absorb and tolerate the introduction of information technology, as you say, you're in a dialogue. You're in an open exchange back and forth. How has that changed, or has it changed, your point of view, your career, how you interrelate perhaps to colleagues at your health center?
I don't know if it's changed my point of view. My point of view has always been that people, doctors, nurses, all of us show up every day to do a good job. And when we don't do a good job too often, it's because we don't have the right information or don't have it at the right time. You know, we've sold these systems to our clinicians on the promise that it's going to be better and safer for our patients and that it often is going to be more efficient. Frankly, I don't think the second argument has been very consistently delivered. I don't think they are often all that more efficient, and often, certainly in the beginning, they are less efficient. But if we can demonstrate that it's better for the patient, if we can demonstrate that they're safer, if we can show decreased error rates, and we've been able to do that, it's compelling evidence. And I think, you know, doctors, perhaps more than most people, kind of hew to the dictum that in God we trust, all others bring data. And so I think this approach has kind of strengthened the bond between the IT department and administration wanting to move these things forward and physicians. That's not to say there aren't naysayers, but, you know, God bless them because they ask really good questions and I can hopefully find an answer for them.
Dr. Reynolds, sounds like you're doing a fantastic job, and being a data-based or evidence-based informatician almost seems like it should be obvious, but your example is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you, Bill.
We've been talking with Dr. George Reynolds, who is the Chief Medical Informatics Officer and Pediatric Intensivist at Children's Hospital of Omaha, on the topic of clinical analytics informing the delivery of clinical decision support. This is Dr. Bill Brea reporting.